a blind baby moose that was set to join the Toronto Zoo after being rescued near Ottawa last month, has died. Holly's Haven Wildlife Rescue says it's deeply saddened to share the news about the moose named Cedar, who died suddenly and unexpectedly. The rescue organization says Cedar ate and socialized well, and he showed no sign of stress and no indication of an underlying issue. It says Cedar was thriving in the days and weeks before his death, which has been shocking for the heartbroken veterinary professionals. The baby moose was found wandering alone on a rural road in Hawkesbury, Ont. in early July, and was brought to Holly's Haven Wildlife Rescue, where he had been getting veterinary care ever since. The Toronto Zoo was expected to welcome the three-month-old moose in a suitable enclosure after a full zoonotic disease scan. The cause of his death remains unknown, Holly's Haven said on its website. On the day of his passing, and just an hour and a half prior, Cedar appeared healthy. Then he was gone, read the post written in his memory. That is one of the hardest truths of wildlife rehabilitation. You can do everything right and still lose them. It said while Cedar's life was cut short, his last weeks were full of peace, nourishment and support. He was protected from predators, from traffic, and from the fences he couldn't see. He was not alone. He was loved. The organization said a living memorial made of plants and trees will be planted to feed and shelter other animals in Cedar's memory. This report by the Canadian Press was first published August 22, 2025. Sharif Hassan, The Canadian Press.